Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, January 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve signaled its plans to raise short-term interest rates in March. The news snuffed out an earlier rally in U.S. stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day down 129 points to close at 34,168. The S&P 500 fell 6.5 points, but the Nasdaq was able to turn in a two-point gain. U.S. markets remained in positive territory when the Fed issued its statement on interest rates, but fell as Chairman Jerome Powell detailed those plans. Traders in interest rate futures markets are betting that the Fed will increase rates 4 or 5 times this year, according to CME Group. Among individual stocks, Boeing shares fell 4.8% after the aerospace giant reported its third annual loss in a row and said production problems and delivery delays with its 787 Dreamliner jet would cost it another $4.5 billion. After the bell, Tesla reported a record $5.5 billion in annual profit and said its vehicle deliveries were up 87% last year. But the company cautioned that supply chain disruptions are likely to continue through 2022. Shares fell in early after-hours trading. Shares of Intel also fell after hours. The chip giant said its fourth quarter net income fell 21% from a year ago and issued a mixed outlook for the first quarter. But Bitcoin, which has been battered in recent weeks, rose about 3% to around $37,750. The cryptocurrency is still down nearly 50% from its November peak. And in Washington, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer plans to retire at the end of the court's current term. The vacancy would allow President Biden to deliver on his promise to nominate the court's first black woman. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.